Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, so far, New York, New Jersey, California, and Washington State are facing the highest coronavirus caseloads and the most deaths. But right after those states comes Michigan, which has more than 2,000 confirmed cases. Tracy Samilton is a reporter with Michigan Radio. She joins us now. Tracy, the city of Detroit has seen many of the state's cases. How are the hospitals there doing?
Well, you know, it's not just the city, Jeremy. Hospital systems throughout Metro Detroit, including counties surrounding Detroit, are at or very near capacity. They're converting surgical and other units to COVID-19 care units. They're talking about transferring patients on a regional, even a statewide basis. They're trying to identify conference centers, hotels, where they could put non-critically ill patients. And the problem is testing is still a problem, so they don't know how big of a surge is coming.
And has the state been able to get enough protective equipment, ventilators, things like that?
No, that's a really big no. We started out with only 1,000 ventilators. That's statewide, and we might need 10,000 or more. It is a really, really big concern. Hospitals are talking about working on ways to connect two or even four patients up to one ventilator. Personal protective gear really running short. They're asking the community to donate masks and other things. They're making face shields and masks by hand at some hospitals. We've gotten some really limited supplies from the Strategic National Stockpile, but nobody thinks it's going to be enough.
Well, and let's talk about the auto industry, because GM, Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford are all trying to help with medical supplies, turning some of their factories into factories that can make things that are needed right now. How soon will that help come?
Oh, we're probably looking at many weeks to 2 to 3 months before what the auto industry is doing is actually going to boost supplies. So it is not clear that that effort's going to be able to help Michigan in time. Ford CEO Jim Hackett said he's working with 3M and GE and some other companies to scale up to make 900,000 ventilators a year. But he says they're not going to be at scale until June. So maybe they're turning out 75,000 ventilators a month by then, but we need them now.
That is reporter Tracy Samilton with Michigan Radio. Tracy, thank you.
You're welcome.